ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're starting Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. On Daf Nun Zayin, we had a machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim on which of the arayas is a benoyach nerak. Rameir's shita was kol erva shebezin sheyisrael memisin aleho benoyach muzer aleho. Any arayas that a Yisrael gets misa on, so Benoyach has a hazara. Since the halacha is hazarasan, zui misasan, a Benoyach will be nerag on it. Now there are two facets to Rameir's halacha. On one hand, he's saying a chumra, that any arayas that you're chayiv misa on, a Benoyach is going to be chayiv misa. But there's also a kula, that any arayas that you're not chayiv misa, for example, the chayiv krisas, which don't have misa, those arayas, a Benoyach would not be muzrol. Now we bring a brisa, so you should big shout on the Rishonim on which facet of Rameir are we asking a kasha. Rashi learns the kasha on both points. Why? Because in this brisa we say that nasa a eshes achiv or eshes achi aviv or shar kol arayas, which has come to be marba eshes aviv, all those type of arayas are mutter to a ben noach. Actually, the brisa is talking about a ger, but the halacha is that we always have a shalayim rubah mikdusha chamura kedusha kala. So all the chumras of Benoyach apply to a ger also. So we're saying that by a ger, your mutter in Eishas Achiv and Eishas Achi Aviv, so it's evident that your mutter as a Benoyach also. Because anything that you're aser as a Benoyach, we aser when you're a ger also. So we have a clear brisa that a Benoyach, and therefore a ger, are mutter in Eishas Achiv, Eishes Achi Aviv, and Eishes Aviv, even though these are Chayvim Mises Bezdin. So how could Rameir say that all Chayvim Mises Bezdin, Benoyach is Muzer Aleha? In this Brayse we say clearly that there's no Misa by Eishes Achiv and Eishes Aviv. There's a second Kasha Rashi points out. This is all in Rashi, the Ramaschal, the Ikkar, and after Chesman Aleph. Besides the Kasha that why is Benoyach Mutter in Eishes Aviv, there's also a Kasha the other way. And that is that in the Braisa we say that you're Osir ba'achaysoi u'ba'achays aviv and achays imoi. And these are arayas that a bezin shay Yisrael is not made misa aleha. A Yisrael that's over on the marshal achaysoi does not get misa. It's only a chayvi krisus. So it's only a chayvi krisus based on the rule of Rameir that a benoyach is only muzer on things that a bezin shay Yisrael is made misa aleha. The halacha should be that there's no misa. If there's no misa, the halacha should be that a ger is mutter, because the only reason we're asking a ger, really a ger has the rule of gershon as gerik cut shenayel dami. The only reason we're asking is shelo yoyim ruba mikdusha chamur lekdusha kala. So if we're asking a ger, it must be that benoyach is aser. So here we see that benoyach is aser on achaysoi, mutter on eshes aviv. It's a kasha on both points of Rameir. This is how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosfos in the end of Divrei Maschil Nasa, he argues on Rashi. He says, we only have a kasha on the first point of Rameir. We only have a kasha that how could Rameir say that a benoyach is muzer on anything that a Yisrael gets misa on? We have Eishes Aviv. But the halacha is by Eishes Aviv that Yisrael does get misa, and still a benoyach is mutter, as is evident in the Braisa. But on the second point of Rashi, the Rashi says, we're also asking on Rameir the opposite. We're asking that how could you say that by Chayv Krisus a benoyach is not muzer? What do you mean over here? We see that achayse and achayse aviv and achayse imoy, a ger is aser. If a ger is aser, it must be that a benoyach is aser, because the only reason that we ask by a ger is because of the rule of shemiyoyim ruban mikadusha chamura lekadusha kala. So it's evident that a benoyach is aser. So you see a azhara, an ister on a benoyach, even on something that a yisrael is not meimis aleho, because there's no misas, only karis by achayse, achayse aviv, and achayse imoy. Taisu says that's not a fair question. Because there's another reason to learn why a ger is aser. As we explained, the Bryson never says clearly that a benoyach is aser on achayisai. Rather, it says a ger is aser b'achayisai. So the logical jump that Rashi made was, if a ger is aser, it's probably based on the rule of Shema Yomru. That means that it's aser as a benoyach. Therefore, we have a kasha. Why is achayisai aser by a benoyach? If it's mutter, if there's no misa at least, it's only chayvi krisus by Yisrael. On that Taisa says, it's not a fair question. Because there's another reason why the Rabbanu would ask it. A ger is very similar to Yisrael. If we allow a ger, based on the rule of Gershon as Gai Kanshin Eldami, to marry a sister, people might come to make a mistake and think that a Yisrael is mutter in his sister. Therefore, some of the exeris that the Rabbanim make is not because of Shema Yomru, that you're going from a Kedusha Chamura or Kedusha Kala. It could be an Isser, straight out, Achlufe. We're afraid people are going to get mixed up and they're going to compare a Ger and a Yisrael. So from the fact that we ask for something by a Ger, it does not have to mean, it's not a proof, that you're also Aser Midin Ben Noach. Therefore, only from a case that's mutter, for example, Eishes Aviv, that's mutter in the Braisa by Ger, on that we could say, if you're mutter, then clearly a Ben Noach is not muzer. If a Ben Noach would be muzer, then a Ger has to be Aser. So that's a good kasha, a fair question on Remeir. But you could never ask from something that's Aser by a Ger and say, oh, it's a proof that a Ben Noach is Aser also, because maybe the reason we're making the Gzer is not because of Shema Yomru, rather it's a straight out Achlufe, and therefore we Aser. So Taisus learns the kasha is only on Remeir from the din of Eishes Aviv, that we find there are cases that are mutter, even though by Yisrael, they're mutter. Now there's a third shan. We said Rashi's learning the kashas on both points of Remeir. Taisus is learning it's only a kasha from Eishes Aviv. There's a Chedush Yeran that says it's only a kasha from Achosei. He actually had a girsa in the last line of the Zayin Rebeis. He had the following girsa. It says, Amr Remeir kol Ervish Abezdin Memisin Leah Benoyach Muzer Leah Avol Chai Vikrisis Loi V'hatanya. Clear in his gear, so the kasha is only from Chayv Krisis. How could you say, Remeir, that Chayv Krisis don't have a Chiv Misa by Ben Noach, but the Braisa says that Achoisei has a Chiv Misa by Ben Noach. So if the Braisa says that a Ben Noach has a Chiv Misa by Achoisei, you see that even Chayv Krisis, a Ben Noach is Muzer on it. But it's Mavur, the Ran says, there's no kasha from Eishes Aviv on this that Remeir said that you need Mises Bezdin, which is Mashma, that if you have Mises Bezdin, a Ben Noach is Muzer, there's no kash from the Braisa. Because even though it sounds like from a mayor that Chayv and Mises Bezdin of Yisrael automatically have an Isser by Ben Noach, you still can't ask from Eishes Aviv, and the Ran explains, because your mayor is only talking about Korva. Any Korva, any relationship that you're related without any marriage, this itself that you're related in a way that as a Chayim Yisrael Bezdin, then Remeir said, Ben Noach is Moser. But if it's only through marriage, all Dine Ishus, Remeir never meant to include. Therefore, we have no right to ask from a Braisa that says, Eishes Aviv, and Eishes Achiv, and Eishes Achi Aviv, that all are Mutter. You can't ask, what do you mean, you yourself, Remeir, say that if you have Yisrael Bezdin, Ben Noach is Moser? Because he's never talking about Ishus. And he brings a beautiful Raya. The Ran says it has to be that Remeir, and it's really Rabbi Kiva later on in the sugya that Rabbi Kiva Rashi puts together with Rabbi Meir, that they hold all Chayvei Mises Bezdin, including Ishus, have a din that Rabbi Noach is Muzer. If that would be the halacha, the man asks, then how come Yehuda didn't kill Tamar? The ma'aseh with Yehuda and Tamar was kalasi of Yehuda. Now Yehuda didn't know it was Tamar at the time of the bia, so he's an einus, he's not going to get punished. But Tamar knew it's Yehuda. If Tamar knew it's Yehuda, so she's a Ben Noach that was over on the Isser of Kalasai. If you're telling me a rule, the Ran asks in Rashi, that according to Remeir and Rabbi Kiva, all Chayvei Mises Bezdin of Yisrael, a Ben Noach gets Misa, so why wouldn't Yehuda kill Tamar? So it must be, the Ran says, the reason why Yehuda didn't kill Tamar is because even according to Rabbi Kiva and Remeir, that Amar B'Chayvei Mises Bezdin, and Chayv and Mises Bezdin have an Issa by Ben Noach, that's only Korva, a relationship on the level of Chayv and Mises Bezdin, but it's not referring to anything that goes through Ishus, since Kalasai is through Ishus. That is not included in the Riboy that Rebbe Kiva brings down later on from the Psukim. Therefore, there's no din of Ben Noach gets killed. So the Ran learns the entire Kash is only from the fact that Achosai gets killed, even though it's Chayv increases. So we have three Pshat, and Rashi learns the Kash on both points. Taisus learns is only a kasha from Eishes Aviv, and the Ran holds is only a kasha from Achosei. Now we just have to add on one nekuda. The Ran himself asks on himself that Rabbi Kiva's ma'arba from the pasuk Eishes Aviv. So we see that a Ben Noach does have Isuri Ishus. So he says, Al Karchoch, we have to anyway say that's a special din, because usually there's no korva of a father by Ben Noach. The entire sugya, we always say that a mother has a korva, not a father. So why is there the chlal in Isser Eishes Aviv? It must be exeris akazuv, that even though you're not really related, you're still aser. So we don't have a problem with the fact that we're even asering Ishus. Because this is definitely without the general rules that we usually have when we make our rise for Benayah, this is going out of the rules. It's a special Gzeiras HaKasev, and therefore we ask your Ishus by HS Aviv. But regular Ishus you wouldn't have, and the Gemara didn't know that Rabbi Akiva would have that to be able to ask on Rav Meir. That means at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva holds HS Aviv is Aser, so he can't shtim with his Brisa. The Brisa that says HS Aviv is Mutter is not Rabbi Akiva. The Ron's whole point was, you can't ask on Rav Meir's statement from this Brisa because Rav Meir is not talking about Ishus. Now, this kash of the Ran had asked that how could Rashi say, and a lot of us shouldn't go with Rashi, how could they learn that there's an Isser of Ishus, of Kalasai, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rav Meir? If so, Yehuda should have killed Tamar. The Rashba in Yevamos of Sadi Ches asked this question, and he says that Yehuda and Tamar was different because there's an Indian of Yibam. Now, usually Yibam is marrying your brother's wife when you have no kids. Before Matan Torah, the Rashba says that the Indian of Yibam, of taking over someone's marriage, a relative's marriage, to keep up the name of the dead person, that applied to any relative. If there was a brother, the brother had precedence, but if there's no brother, even a father could do Yibam before Matan Torah. Since there was an Indian of Yibam, therefore, Tamar was not Chayav Misa. But in reality, a regular Kalasai, not B'makim Yibam, for example, her husband is alive, or for example, she has children, when it's not B'makim Yibam, then the halach would be that according to Rekiva and her mayor, she would have been Chayav Misa. Over here, there was an Indian of Yibam. It's interesting to note, the Ramban in Yevamos, he says, like the Ran, that from the fact Yehuda did not kill Tamar, is a raya that Kalasa is not Chayav, even according to Rekiva. Even according to Rekiva, Ishus, Isturi Ishus, did not apply to Benayach. I'll have to say that Ishus Av is a special, unique Gzeiras HaKasev. But regular Isturi Ishus did not apply to Benayach, and that's why Yehuda didn't kill Tamar. The problem is, the Ramban himself in Chumash, in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, he does clearly learn there was an Indian of Yibam, that there was an Indian of Yibam before Matan Torah, and that's why Yehuda was telling her to wait, that's why she was waiting for the third brother, and that's why at the end of the day Yehuda stayed married to her, because there was an Indian of Yibam. So if the Ramban's learning is an Indian of Yibam, why didn't he say, like the Rashba, the reason why Yehuda didn't call Tamar, because his Bia is not enough to be Mechayev Tamar Misa, because it's an Indian of Yibam. So Rabbi Chanan, the Kavitz Aris, Simon Tess, Ayzayin, says a very interesting pshat in this machlekes, very important yisoid in the entire Indian of Yevamos. We know that by Yibam, the Torah is saying that you're allowed to do Yibam to someone that theoretically should be an Arab, she's an Eishes Ach, which is usually Aser, but there's Gzeiras HaKasev that an Eishes Ach, that doesn't have children, there's a mitzvah of Yibam that somehow knocks away the Isser of Eishes Ach. So we declare what aspect of Yibum knocks away the Isser Eishes Ach. Is it the fact that you're doing a mitzvah? And the Torah is saying, if you're doing a mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum allows you to override the seemingly Usser Eishes Ach that gets knocked away when the fact that you're doing a mitzvah. Or nothing to do with the mitzvah. The Pasha of Yibum says that an Eishes Ach is mutter for Makim Yibum, even if Yibum wanted to be a mitzvah. The fact that you're doing Yibum, the Torah never gave Isuri Arayas, certain type of Isuri Arayas, B'makim Yibam, even if it wouldn't be a mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan says, that's the machlokes is the Rashba and the Ramban. The Ramban knows the Yibam going on, but before Matan Torah, it's not a mitzvah. It's a tremendous Indian. The Ramban in Chumash is Mayrich about the Yisaidis, the secret Inyanim that are going on when you're B'mekayim, the shame of Achiv. Tremendous Inyanim going on, but it's not a mitzvah. Before Matan Torah, there's no mitzvahs. So if it's not a mitzvah, so all you have is a tremendous Indian called Yibam. On the other hand, you have an Erva. The Ramban said if Kalase would have been an Erva, even though Yehuda and Tamar ended up doing something called Yibam, but you still would be Mechayev Misa if Kalase would be Yasser. If there was an Isuri Ishus, according to Rekiva, she'd be Chayev Misa, because you don't have the mitzvah of Yibam to knock away the Erva. Mashenki in the Rashba, that says maybe Kalase is Yasser, but over here you're doing Yibam, and before Matan Torah, you have a Teres Yibam. Even by a father, he clearly holds this that we know, that Yibam overrides Yisurim, is not because it's a mitzvah, rather there's a Gzeiras HaKasev, or before Matan Torah, we're figuring out the Havanas HaTorah, that Yisurim arise, B'makim Yibam, were never said. So even if you're not doing a mitzvah of Yibam, per se, because it's before Matan Torah, so it's not a mitzvah, but this itself, that it's called a Yibam, knocks away the Yisurim arise, and therefore, even if Kalasni would be Asur, according to Rekiva, which is a Rashi, and Tosis and our Siga hold, Even if, according to Rabbi Akiva, all Isurim apply, even Isuri Ishus have the din that Bnei Yechid Muzer, the Rashi holds the fact that you're doing Yibum would allow you to do this. Be on there for Yehuda didn't kill Tamar. Now we'll continue on with the Gemara. The Gemara brings a price, so Rabbi Akiva dashes the Pasuk the following way. Al Ken Yazav Ishus Aviv Es Imoi. Rabbi Akiva says Aviv is referring to Ishus Aviv, that Bnei Yechid Muzer and Ishus Aviv. Imai means Imai Mamish, his actual mother. Vidavak v'loy b'zocher. Vidavak b'ishtai teaches us that a benayach is muzer on a zocher. You're not allowed to do a mishkav zocher. And since he's muzer, he's going to have misa. The Rambam brings this halacha down, that a benayach is muzer on a mishkav zocher. Halachas malachim perik test halacha vav. The Rambam says that a zocher by benayach is chayiv bein katon bein gadol. Because the Mishnah declares, he's not sure what exactly the Rambam means when he says that you're a chayiv when you're a katan. Does he mean even though you're not 13? Or does he mean even though you're not a bentes? I mean, we generally have a rule that under a bentes is not a teres beer, it's not called a beer. So the Stimas Lashon Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam didn't specify the age of the katan, it's mashmal, like the Mishnah says, that even under test, even under 9 years old, would be chayiv by Mishkav Zachar according to the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah is bothered, mehechatei such a halacha, since we have a rule throughout Shas, that a bia of someone under bentes is not a bia, so why would there be an isser and a chiv misa by a zacher under 9? The Mechaz Chinuch, we mentioned this in earlier shiurim, it's in Kufsadi, Vizches, says the answer that it comes up throughout this parak, and that is, the halacha l'mesh misinayef shiurim, was never said, that's mavur throughout the Rambam. And he says, this halacha, that a bia under bentes, not called a bia, there's no pasuk for that. That's halacha l'mesh misinai. It's halacha l'mesh misinai shiurim. We mentioned earlier that the age of 13 being a gadol, the Tshuva Sarash says, is halacha l'mesh misinai. So too, says the Menchus Chinuch, the age that a zacher has to be 9 years old to be called a bia, and a girl has to be 3 years old to be called a bia, those are all halacha l'mesh misinai. And since the Rambam holds that halacha l'mesh misinai are only said to Yisrael, they're not said to Bnei Noach, therefore halacha l'maisa, the Menchus Chinuch says, according to the Rambam, it's very understandable that a bia done even under 9 years old will be mechayiv yumisa. The Kesef Mishnah, I think he agrees, it's partial to the Tshuvas Rosh, he agrees that 13 is halacha l'mesh misinai. But he holds that the bia's bentes is more of a messias type of thing. That bia is a svar that the Rabbanan figured out what's called a bia, 9 years old for a zacher and 3 years old for a girl is more of a svar of what's called a bia and not a bia, rather than the age of 13. He agrees to the Tshuva Rosh that 13 is halacha l'mesh misinai, because that's a very objective thing to figure out what's called das. Someone that's 12 and a half has das, someone that's 13 and a half has das. So to figure out the exact point that's considered enough das, that's halacha l'mesh misinai. But over here, that's more of a messias, what constitutes a bia. There, it doesn't have to be included in the halacha l'mesh misinai of shiurim, and therefore the Kesef Mishnah was bothered. And the Rambam, how does he know that under bentes would be chayav misa by mishkav zacher of a benayach? Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara middle of Amud Beis brings down the halacha of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista, eved mutter be'imoy u'mutter be'bitoy. An eved, eved knani, that underwent a chelik of his gerus. Every Eved Kenani is considered mixas like a Yisrael. He has the mitzvahs of Nashim. He's mutter be'imoy and mutter be'bitoy. He's different than a Benoach and he's different than a Yisrael. He's mutter in his mother and in his daughter. Now usually the halacha is a Benoach is also in his mother and his daughter. After Geirus, theoretically he should be mutter based on the rule of Geirus and his Gari Kekot and Shanei Lodami. However, Shal Yoimru, that you're going from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, therefore we aser a regular ger in his mother and his bitoy. But Eved has this unique status that he's not a Yisrael gomer yet. So yotzim yichlal kuti ulechal Yisrael loy ba. He's not considered a benayach because he already underwent geris. But he's not exactly like a regular ger because he's not a full-fledged yid yet. Therefore, we don't have the shalo yoimru. So Rashi says, ulechal Yisrael loy ba, delik zalei alei, mishum shema yoimru ba mikdusha chamur lekdusha kala. This that we're matir and eved in his mother or daughter is because he's not enough of a Yisrael to say that people will say, oh, he came from a Kedusha Chamura, Kedusha Kala. They won't say that because he's not sitting as a full-fledged yid yet. that we should be wondering why he doesn't have the halachas of a yid. Only by a ger that reached the status of a full-fledged yid, and still he's having a kula, that raises people's eyebrows. How could it be that he has more chumras when he was a ben noach than when he's a Yisrael? But if he's only right now an Eved, he's only a mixas Yisrael, we don't have this problem. The Mechas Chinuch is medayik in Rashi. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph, Ois Yutes, he asks, why did Rashi have to say that the reason why your mutter in Bitoi and Imoi is because you don't have the Gzera? Let's say we're talking about a case that you had the daughter while you're an Eved. An Eved, she's an Eved for 5 years, he has a daughter. So he wants to be born his daughter that he had when he's an Eved. There you don't have the issue of Shalai Yomru that will be dependent on do you have the Gzera or not. Rather, it's a straight-out child. Is this considered your daughter? And seemingly, Misvara, we have a Sprach, a Lashon, we find throughout Shas, Eved Ein Lechayis. There's no yichus, there's no connection between his daughter and the father. So the halacha should be that Eved is mutter and his daughter, even if it was born now. From the fact that Rashi says the reason why your mutter is because you don't have the gzera, it sounds like Rashi's understanding we're only being matir, someone that was your daughter when you were a regular guy. Now you underwent this mixas gerus, you became an Eved, so you would think it's aser because of shalayimu. On that we say that the gzera of shalayimu does not apply to an Eved. But from the fact that Rashi never spoke about the case of someone being born his daughter that was born bi avdusai, the Mechas Chinuch wants to be medayik, the Rashi holds that's aser. And he brings the Rambam in his Suri Bio, Perek Yedal Halacha Yedzayin, that's matir, a Eved to be born his daughter that was born the avdusai because of this Gemara. Because we have a Gemara that you're Yotze Michlal Kusi, you're Yotze Michlal a Yisrael, so there's no reason to ask her. The only reason to ask would be that it's your daughter. There's no gzeres over here. The only reason to ask would be because your daughter. On that, the Rambam seems to hold. Ein lechayis, you're not connected to your daughter. But the Mechas Chinuch is being medayik, and Rashi argues, Rashi holds, even though we have a rule that Eved ein lechayis, and for Yichus purposes, this is not considered your father, however, it seems it would be usher for a Eved to be born his daughter. The Mechas Chinuch explains it, that the Indian of Chayis is just when we're looking to figure out what's your ancestry. So we say you're not really connected to this person because the Eved doesn't have Yichus. But we want to know if it's your child, Lamashal for Pru Revu, then he says maybe it's considered your child. Since the kid came out of your marriage, out of your Zera, therefore it's considered your child, and it would be Mekayim Pru Revu, and Rashi would hold there would be an Isser to be Ba Albitay. With this, he answers a famous kasha. Tyson Chagiga Daf Beis says that an Eved is Chayiv in Puruvu. Tari Eved asks, that forget about the Psukim and how to dash in the Psukim to figure out if an Eved has a mitzvah for Puruvu and the Hekish to Nashim. There's big Arichas in the Mishnah Malach, Pnei Yeshua about that. How could an Eved have more mitzvahs than Nashim? But the Tari Eved asks, besides that, we have a rule, Eved Ein Lechayis. The kids are not Nisyachas after the father, they're not connected to the father. So how could the Tosfos say that an Eved has a mitzvah for Puruvu? If you're not nisyachis to them, you're not associated with your children, you're not going to be a kind of Pru Revu. So Mechas Chinuch says that from this Rashi, you see the answer. You see in this Rashi that even though Eved ain't lechayis, still we're saying that an Eved can be Aser and his daughter. If the daughter was born by Avdusa, he's going to be Aser. Why is it Aser? I just know chayis. It must be, even though they're not associated, and it's not considered the ancestry of this girl, it's not her father, but Lemaisa, she came out from him. Therefore, it's considered a father and daughter relationship. Legabe puravu, to answer Taisvis, and to the Isabi of Rashi. So he's mechir from this Rashi that even if you don't have chayis, doesn't mean necessarily that for all dinim, it's not considered your daughter. And that's how he explains Taisvis and Chagiga, that an Eved has puravu, because even if it's not nisyachis and associated with the father, it's still considered his daughter, and therefore you mekayim puravu. And if you look earlier in the Mechas Chinuch, in Ois Yud Ches, over there, he brings a raya to this Yisayit. Because the Gemara needs a pasuk, v'kiv shua, that an isha doesn't have puravu. And it's even a sheet of Yechon and Breika, the darshan that isha does have mitzvah puravu. Now, when you go to Yichus, no person is ever nisyachis after your mother. You're always nisyachis after your father. If your father's a kain and your mother's a Yisrael, you become a kain, and vice versa. That means your nisyachas, your yichas, your ancestry goes after your father. So how could the Gemara have a tzad, and according to Rabbi Yochanan Breker, it's true lamaskana, that a isha has puravu, but it's not nisyachas, it's not considered connected to the mother. So it must be like this yisoy. Just because you're not nisyachas to somebody doesn't necessarily mean it's not your child. So when it comes to puravu, or it comes to an iser of arayas, it's considered your child. Even though legabi yichas is not considered your child. The Gemara continues with the halacha of Rav Dimi. Ki aser Rav Dimi, amar Rav Elazar Mechanina, ben noyach sheyichid shivcha la'avda yubaleh, neregaleh. There's such an inyan, the Gemara says, you could set aside a shivcha for an eved. It has some form of halachic status as a marriage, and if someone's ba'aleh on this shivcha that's miyuchid for an eved, he's considered being over on one of the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach, and he's neregaleh. The Gemara says, "Me'emas, when's it considered a marriage?" Amar Rav Nachman, "Midikaru lo ravisa de planya." When the shame, the koil goes out in the city, that she's the wife of this eved. Me'emas atarta, when is the marriage over? Amar Rafuna mishapara reisha b'shuk. When she goes outside without a hair covering, that's an evidence that her marriage is over. Even by Bnei Noach, they used to cover their hair, so that's a raya that her marriage is over. Now, the first point we have to explain is what exactly, which of the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach are you being over that you're Chayav Misa? Now, Kipshuta, you would have learned, and that's how the Rambam understands, and Chiddush Aran, they understand this Isser Eshes Ish. Just like every standard Bnei Noach marries somebody, if another Bnei Noach takes his wife, he's over the Isser Eshes Ish and he gets killed. So too, when you're Miyachid a Shivcha to an Eved, and has the status of Eshes Ish, and you're Chayav Misa. However, Rashi Nafnan Zayin, he learned it's only a din of Gezel. Rashi was bothered by is that the Lashon HaGemara is not really a marriage. It says, Benoach sheyichid shivcha la'avdai. All he did was, he didn't give it to the Eved as a wife. He was, miyached, this is only for your use and no one else's. But they didn't go through a marriage, even on a Benoach level. It's not they're not married. They're just special. It's specific. He specified that this shivcha is solely the possession of the Eved, but they're not really doing a marriage. So Rashi held, it's not enough to be chayav as eshes ish. So the only reason you're chayv is al gezel, you're stealing someone else's wife. Now this idea that we're saying in Rashi, it's not really an ishus, is evident throughout the sugya, because it's a big kasha in the sugya. Chiddush Aran asked the kasha, why over here, by Ben Noach, sheyichid shivcha la'avdai, all of a sudden, we start explaining how exactly you become married and how exactly you end the marriage. The Ran asked, why is it different than any lady that the halacha is? You go through the motions of doing a benoach tikka kedushin, you're living together b'tayrus ishus, and that's enough. Why over here do we need that the koil went out and karulo revisa the planya? That's considered a marriage. So the Chiddush Aran says, similar to what we just said, this sugya is talking about a very unique case. There is no marriage. They're not trying to be married. The eved doesn't. The adon doesn't want the eved to marry the shifcha. All that's happening is you're specifying this shifcha is for the adon. So there's no bi'ul shem ishus. So if there's no Bi'ul Hashem Ishus, the Gemara wants to know, how do you reach the level that's called marriage? For the Ran to be called Eshes Ish, for Rashi to be called Gezel. But how are we reaching any status that this evidence Shifcha connected to say that you're over on these Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach? And that, the Gemara says, is a special halach of Karlo or Visa de Planya, that even if you're not going through a marriage, but if you a Kohen out, that this is the wife of Pliny, that's enough to be called a wife for this halacha. But Ran continues, and he says, why are we mayruch to figure out how exactly to have a heter of a marriage? Usually the halach is you make a gerushin. The goyish idea of a gerushin, the Rambam says, is either he sends her out, or she leaves, and she's going to her own house. That's all you need. The fact that they're discontinuing the marriage, and they're agreeing to separate, you don't need a ksav, you don't need a paper. The fact that they're agreeing to separate, that's enough of a gerushin. So why over here does the Gemara say you need parah reisha b'shuk? So the Ran says, since the whole thing's a chumrah, really, it's not really a marriage. The whole thing's a chumrah that since there was a yichud and karlo revisa the planya, that's enough to be considered a marriage. So the ones they are machmir to consider a marriage, they are machmir, that's not enough for her to just decide that she wants out of the marriage and go home. Rather, you need a maisa, part of Rashi Vashuk to ruin this marriage, to show the marriage is over. It's all part of the chumrah that you're considered married and a chumrah to ruin the marriage. That's what the Ran says. Then the Ran brings a chiddush the opposite way from Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David argues on the Rambam. Rabbeinu David holds it's never possible to do gerushin by Benoach. Marriage by Benoach we find. Gerushin by Benoach you don't find. So the halacha that Aser and Eishes Isht, Rabbeinu Dovid, once they had tremendous chiddush, would apply even after they separate and they're living in separate houses, since there's no parsha of gerushin. The parsha of gerushin that you write a get was given to a yid, not to a guy. The fact that they decided, they got in a fight and they decided to live in separate houses, that has no halachic validity. So once they live together, they're called l'shem ishus, they're called husband and wife, they never could do a gerushin. There's a special kula now, sugya, since it's not a real marriage, it's just a yichud, therefore they said, if you're part of Rashi B'shuk, since it's not a real marriage, that could dissipate this marriage. So we're coming up, mamish svar sapuchas. The Ran's saying is a special chumra, it's not enough to be separated and go home to stop the marriage. Rather, you need par raish of the shuk, you need more. Since we're being machmer over here, we're going to be machmer the whole way, and we're going to say this is considered a marriage until you mamish go and do something that shows the marriage is over. Rabbeinu David saying the opposite. Since it's only a chumra, we're going to be makel, and we're going to allow par raish of the shuk to be a form of gerushin. But real gerushin would not apply. Now this, Rabbeinu David, is tremendous ramifications throughout Shas. He's saying that a ben noach cannot make gerushin. We brought down the Rambam argues that a ben noach can make gerushin. It's very negeya, the famous Pnei Yeshua and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin, after Yud Gimel and Beis says, they bring a pasuk that Mises Abal is matir. It makes a hekish that Mises Abal is matir. Similar to a gerushin, the fact the husband dies is matir the isha to get married. Pnei Yeshua says, if you need a pasuk that Mises Abal is matir, now that pasuk is talking to Yisrael. So by a ben noyach, where you don't have a pasuk, the halacha should come out, tremendous chiddush from the Pnei Yeshua, that misabal is not matir. You see, it's not a svara. You might need a pasuk, if you need a pasuk, and you don't have a pasuk by a ben noyach, you should be back to the halacha, that misabal is not matir, and therefore, think about it, a husband of a ben noyach, when the husband dies, that isha is usher for life. A widow is usher for life. With this, the Pnei Yeshua wants to explain why Tamar was chayv misa. Tamar did his nus with a, she was a panui. She's a panuya. She was born a panui. Why did Yehuda think that this maisa warrants reifa? Ain't a chanami, she's a bas. She's bas kayin. But she's a panui about panuya. Where's his nus? Tamar trying to say she's Yivam Lashuk. Peshua wants to say his own pshat. Peshua says, based on this Gemara Kedushin, we can say a beautiful pshat. We could say that since she was married as a benayach, she was married to Erev Einan, and now she's not married, she never lost the Isra Eishes Ish. Because the whole din that Misbal is matir only applies by Yisrael. She was a ben noach, therefore she's not like a married a second time. Misbal is not matir ben noach. Therefore Tamar was considered an Eishes Ish that is nos. Therefore she's chayav shreifa. So all the Hachrayim ask on this beautiful Pnei Yeshua, the Mechas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Hei, Oizayin, the stipler in the back of his Kedushin, the Menun, his Gimel, they ask, what do you mean? If the halacha is, like the Rambam we mentioned, that you could just divorce your wife by ben noach, just go home. If you send her home, or she goes home by herself, that alone consummates the marriage, and she's considered Megaresha. She's not an Ishtish anymore. How could Misa be less than Gerushin? That means, Bishleim by Yisrael, you need to give a get. You need to give a ksav. There's a whole form of Gerushin. So by Misa, you don't have that form of Gerushin. So you need a pasuk that Misa's matir. But by a guy, the fact that they decided to separate makes Gerushin, knocks off the marriage, so the fact that he dies is like Gara, is not worse than any Gerushin. They're agreeing to be separated. If he's dead, then obviously the marriage is over. Ein l'chal separation, del mizu. So how could the Pnei Yeshua say that by Misa, by Ben Noach, you're chayiv Misa, because it's still called an Eishes Ish, if the halach is that by Gerushin, the fact that we separate makes it a Eishes Ish, you're not an Eishes Ish anymore. This kasha is all based on the Rambam. Now we found the Rabbeinu David in Sanhedrin, Afun Ches, and Rabbeinu David, a tremendous chiddush that Rabbeinu does not have Gerushin. The entire Gemara of Parah Reish Vashuk is a local, unique halacha by a Yichud Shivchala Abda, a special halacha that you could knock off the Gerushin. But usually, Ben Noach cannot do Gerushin. If usually Ben Noach can't do Gerushin, at least we'll keep the Pnei Yeshua. We'll Mekayim the Pnei Yeshua with Pshat in Rabbeinu David. The Pnei Yeshua that's saying, the reason why Tamar is Chayav Misa is because she was an Eishes Ish that did not have a Heter of Misa. You can't ask, I can do Gerushin, because according to Rabbeinu David, you can't do Gerushin, and that's why Tamar is Chayav Misa. And Enochanami, the Pnei Yeshua, would not stim, he can't Mekayim his words according to the Rambam. The Gemara continues, and Ovid Yichavim Shehika as Yisrael is Chayiv Misa. If a Ben Noach hit somebody, even if he didn't kill him, He's still chayav misa. We learn now from the psukim vayachas hamitzvi. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the mitzvi that was maka the Yisrael. Now, interestingly enough, the Ran in Chedush HaRan, he learns that this Isser of Hika is not really a new mitzvah in the Zion mitzvah B'nai Noach. Rather, it's included in Gezel, just like if you steal from a friend or you're Chayil B'Mamayna, you break something of his, it's also included in Gezel. So too, when you hit the guf of a chaver of your friend, it's also included in Gezel. So this is an extension of Gezel that you're Chayiv Misa. However, the Ran asks that if we're saying now that any Ben Noach that hits a Yisrael is Chayiv Misa, so why is there a separate mitzvah on the Zayin mitzvah Bnei Noach of Shvichas Damim, of killing him? If every time you hit him, you're Chayiv Misa, what's the special halacha of Shvichas Damim? Included in every Shvichas Damim is a Hakah. So the Ran is Mechiach, a tremendous Yisrael. He wants to say the entire din of Hakah is only if you're Makah Yisrael. If you're Makah Ben Noach, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. And that's why there's a special halacha in the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach of Shvichas Damim, which include even if you kill a Ben Noach. In other words, Hakah and Shvichas Damim are fundamentally different. Hakah is a special halacha, Hakah's Yisrael is Mechayiv Misa. Shvichas Damim, we don't care who you did it to. The Shvichas Damim in and of itself is something that's Mechayiv Misa. So even if you did a Shvichas Damim to Ben Noach, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. But if you're Makah or Ben Noach, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. The Ran asks on himself that the Mekar for the Chiv Misa is from the Mitzri hitting the Yisrael before Matan Torah. So that should be a Mekar that there is a Chiv Misa for Hakah and a Ben Oach. So how could he himself say, the Ran asks on himself, how could I myself say that you only have Misa by Hakah of Yisrael if you find Hakah of a Ben Oach is Mechai Misa? So he says that even a Yisrael before Matan Torah is not on the level of Ben Noach, since you have special mitzvahs. He means L'chaira like Mila and other mitzvahs that only Bnei Yisrael had. So even before Matan Torah, there was some unique status to a Yisrael. So we do not have a taina on this halacha that Hakas Ben Noach is not Chayav Misa, only Hakas Yisrael is Chayav Misa. We have no taina from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the mitzvah that hit the Ben Yisrael before Matan Torah, because he is considered on the level of a Ben Yisrael and not a Ben Noach, even before Matan Torah. Now, the Rambam says that there's no Chiyuv Misa in Beis Din. The entire Chiyuv Misa is on the level of Misa B'nei Shemayim. That means even though the Zayin Misa B'nei Noach is a Chiyuv on Beis Din to kill, that's the entire sugya that we've been dealing with. There was one man, the Amar and the Zayin, that only three mitzvahs have Misa B'nei Shemayim, but we paskin that all Zayin mitzvahs have Misa B'nei Shemayim. However, the Rambam says, these halachas that we're having in our sugya, of Hakas Yisrael, he says it also by Akum that's Shavas, and Akum that's Isik B'Tayra, those Chiyuve Misa are not something that Beis Din is going to kill based on these Chiyuvim. The Rambam argues, the Rambam says it's not mash from the sugya. The Gemara asks we should put it into the list. If the list is Chiyuvim that Beis Din is Mamis on, and these three dinim of Hakas Yisrael, Shabbos, and Torah are not something we're Mechayiv Misa on in Beis Din, so what was the Gemara's question? So the Ran argues. So we have a big Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ran, if there's a Misa B'dei Adam by Hakas Yisrael, Shabbos, and Torah. Now there's a beautiful word in the Achrayim based on this Rambam. This Rambam that Hakas Yisrael only has a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim, based on that, Shulev Diskin and the Sefer and Chumash, there's a similar word from the Brisker Rav, and his Sefer and Chumash, they say that you find two interesting points in the parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu killing this mitzri. First of all, he killed him with the shame of Mefevish, like Rashi says in Chumash, and also we find the pasuk says V'yarki ein ish. Rashi explains based on the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu looked to see if anyone chashuv, anyone important, would come out of this mitzri. When he saw that no one would come out of him, then he killed him with the shame. So Rabbi Shmuel Leib explains what's going on as follows. Based on the Rambam, he only had a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim. It means B'dei Adam, Beis Din, would not get involved in killing. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing a Kiyum of Misa B'dei Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu has no right to kill him because he's not Mechuy B'dei Adam. Using the Shem of Mefarish is really making that Hashem, Midinei Shemayim, he's going to get killed. So he's giving him a Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, when it comes to Misa B'dei Shemayim, then Hashem makes Cheshbainus. Misa B'dei Adam, we don't make Cheshbainus. We don't say, oh, maybe someone Choshev will come out of him. Rather, it's Halachas, the Bezlin kills based on what they see. They see someone there in Aveira, there were Edom, there was Asra, they could kill him. By Benayach, they could kill him without Edom and Asra. It's Halachas, how Bezlin should act with someone that's Mechoyev Misa. But when it comes to Misa B'dei Shemayim, so Hashem has all his Cheshbainus in the world. And if someone Choshev will come out of a person, so it's Yitachin, that you won't give Misa B'dei Shemayim because there's a big plan going on. So Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to kill the Mitzri with the Shema Mefavish, which was the key of Misa B'dei Shemayim, he had to deal with the laws of Misa B'dei Shemayim. So he had to look, will there be anyone Choshev coming out of this person? Once he was Vayaki Enish, he saw that there's no progeny, no child coming out of him that's going to be worthy of keeping the Mitzri alive, then he gave him the Misa B'dei Shemayim. But that's all according to the Rambam, that is the Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Ra'an and a lot of other Rishonim seem to learn how to keep Shutai, that there is a real Chiv Misa, even B'dei Adam. Now we'll continue with the Sugya of a Goy Sheshavas. The Gemara says, Akum Sheshavas is Chiv Misa. So we just mentioned the Ra'an and Rav Rishonim hold is a Chiv Misa. A Bezdin, just like the Zayin Mitzvahs, Eben Erech is Neragalov, so too, an Akum that Shavas is Chayiv Misa. However, the Rambam, Chokhmas Malachim, Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, Paskins, that you're not Nerag. Rambam's exact Lashon is, Makin Oisai, V'Einshin Oisai, we'll give him Malkus, we'll give him Einshin, U'meidiyin Oisai, Shu Chayiv Misa, we even notify him that he's Chayiv Misa, Aval Einai Nerag. But at the end of the day, we do not have a power to kill him. So we mentioned, the Ran asks, that the Gemara asks, V'nechshave, we should include Shabbos and Torah in the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. There should be 9 mitzvahs. So the Ran asks, if you're telling me there's a major distinction between the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and these halachas of Hikas, Chaveroi, and Shabbos and Torah, so the Ran asks, what the Gemara's kasha should be included in the list? The list is all things that are Mechuyav Misa in Bezdin. So the Kesef Mishnah, on that halacha, Perek Tes, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, he answered that the Rambam obviously learned that the Gemara holds that to be in the list, you don't have to be Mechayev Misa. The Gemara is asking we should have a list of 9 things that are Aser. 7 are Mechayev Misa B'dei Adam, and the other 2 or the other 3, if you want to count the Tikkas Chaveroi, those should be in the list, even though you're not Mechayev Misa. And the Kesef Mishnah, Shtel Sui, compares this to an earlier Gemara. There is a man to Omar that of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, only 3 warrant a Misa. So if only 3 have a Misa, why do we call them Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Obviously, that man number holds. There are 7 things that are Aser. 3 have a Misa and 4 don't. But to be in the list doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're Mechayev Misa. So the Gemara is asking on the man Omar that says that an Akum Sheshavas is Chayev Misa, an Akum that Isaac B'Torah is Chayev Misa, they should be in the list, at least to be Aser. Now, that's all an answer how the Rambam is able, he has a license to say his halacha that you're not Mechayev Misa, and it's not a steer from the Gemara. The big question, however, is, how did the Rambam know this? Who told the Rambam that when the Gemara says Yimechuyiv Misa, it doesn't mean Misa Mamish? So the Lech Mishnah has a very simple pshat, a very clear pshat. Tosfos is very bothered on Amud Aleph. He asks that we have a rule, Miyakamidi, that the Yisrael is Shari and the Akum would be Yimechuyiv Misa. I ain't sure what Tosfos answers. Lech Mishnah says, the Rambam was bothered by this question so much that he was mechiach that it's impossible for a Ben Noach to be Neragalov. It can't be that a Ben Noach gets Misa for keeping Shabbos and learning Torah, because a Yisrael, not only is he not Nenash, he's mechiach to do it. And Miyakamidi that a Yisrael has a mitzvah, and when an Akum does it, he's mechiach Misa. It can't be. So it must be, the Rambam held, that even though the Gemara says you're chayav Misa, but you're not chayav Misa on the level of a Misa B'dei Shemai, a Misa B'dei Adam, the peasant is going to kill you. Because Miyakamidi that a Yisrael is not Muzraleo, and a Menach gets killed on it. So Gemara's Misa is Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean a real Misa the peasant gives you, it just means like a Misa B'dei Shemayim, and that was the Makar of the Rambam. Now that's really only a Makar for Shabbos and Torah. Those are things that a Yisrael is not Muzraleo. If Adarabah, Yisrael has to do Torah and has to keep Shabbos. But in regards to Hikas Chaveroi, we could still ask, how did the Rambam know Bahikias Chaveroi, which is something that Yisrael is muzer on. How do we know that a Benoech, that when we say a Benoech is Chayim Misa, we only mean Misa Veshemayim? On that, the Lech Mishnah says that Kivon de Bechad Lishna Itmeru Kol Hani Memri, Chod de Bosu Chavata Bahisugir, since all of these three cases, Hikas Chaveroi, Shabbos, and Torah, were all set together with the same Lashon, so once we're Mechiach, that the case of Shabbos and Torah don't mean literally Misa B'day Adam, rather just means Misa B'day Shemayim, so too we put Hikas Chaveroi in the same category, because since they were all learned together with the same Lashon, it's not Mestaver, it's not likely to say that the word Misa changes meaning from one line to the next. Therefore, because of Tosis's Kasha, of Mi'ik and Midi, the Rambam was Mechiach, that in all these three cases you do not get Misa B'day Adam, you only get Misa B'day Shemayim. Now, continuing on with this topic of Oyvet Yechovim Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, there's a interesting girsa in the Yad Ramah. Our girsa is as follows. Amar Yish Lakish, Oyvet Yechovim Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, Shenemar V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishpoisu, which is an ashara for Ben Noach to keep Shabbos. V'amar Mar, ashara Shalahen Zuhi Misoson, this ashara, we have a rule that ashara causes Misa, therefore, since we have a lav for Ben Noach to keep Shabbos, therefore they'll get Misa. The Lech Mishnah that we just mentioned earlier, that says that according to the Rambam, you don't get Misa B'day Adam, he mentions Teich Dvarav, that's obviously only Nesmach to be Alma. If it will be a real Azhar, we have a rule Azhar, Shalahen Zuhim Misasan. If we're saying there's no Misa B'day Adam, obviously the Rambam would learn it's only an Azhar. But Rav Yishanim hold that it's Dafka, there's a Lav, there's an Azhar, and a Oiv Yichav Mishesh Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, seemingly random separate halacha. Amar Avino, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos, even on a Monday, you decide to keep Shabbos on a Monday, you're still Chayiv Misa. Rashi brings down that Pshita Lo Gersinun. You shouldn't be Gersin, the Gemara asked Pshita. Because there's nothing Pasha, Rashi says. The Hatuva Kamash Malon, Da B'nei Adam Koi. The Pasuk of Yom V'Layla Lo Yishbaisu, when you read it Kipshuta before our Gemara, you think it's referring to the seasons and the days, and we're saying that all the seasons will always last, even though by the Mabul there was no day and no night and no six seasons. But after that, we're saying that there will always be the seasons, there will always be day and night. But it has nothing to do with Bnei Noach keeping Shabbos. So you can't ask Pshita, Rashi says, there's a tremendous chiddush over here that Bnei Noach, they keep Shabbos, Achayiv Misa. There's Azhara, and it's enough of an Azhara to Achayiv Misa. However, the Yad Ramah keeps a Gersa. The Yad Ramah says, the Gemara was asking Pshita, that it's obvious. And Yad Ramah explains. He says, if you kept Shabbos, a Ben Noach keeps Shabbos on Shabbos, that's Gezel. You're stealing our mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael to keep Shabbos. It's a special matana for Bnei Yisrael. A guy that does that mitzvah, he's stealing from Bnei Yisrael. He's a Goslin. So we already know one of the Zayim mitzvahs of Ben Noach is Gezel. Any Ben Noach that steals is Chayiv Misa. So it's Pshita that you Chayiv. And the Yad Ramah continues, if you'll say that he's being Shavuos on a Sunday, so that's Yom Eid Shalahem, that's the holiday, that's the Shabbos of the Neitzrim, of the Goyim. So then, that's a form of Avodah Zarah. If someone's going to rest on Sunday, he's doing Avodah Zarah. So in Marashach, it's Pshita. It's obvious that a Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayim Misa. If it's on Shabbos, it's Gezel, he's stealing our mitzvah. If he does it on Sunday, he's practicing Avodah Zarah. So it's obvious, these are both the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So obviously it's Chayim Misa. What's the special halacha that if you call Mishra Shabbos is Chayim Misa? On that, Ravina answers, Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos, the Chiddush of Goy Shabbos Chayim Misa is if he's Shabbos on a Monday. That's not a random halacha. It's actually answering the Gemara's Kasha. This is how the Yad Ramah learns. There's a tremendous Chiddush coming out from the Yad Ramah. It's coming out that when a Goy is Shabbos on Shabbos, which is a standard, simple understanding of the Gemara, he's keeping Shabbos, he's not really being over because of the special halacha of Lo Yishpoisu. Rather, he's being over because of Gezel. And this has tremendous ramifications in halacha, because we said the Rambam holds that a Goy Shavas is not Chayiv Misa Pidei Adam. He's only Chayiv Pidei Shemayim. The Lech Mishnah said the whole pasuk of Yom V'Layel Lo Yishpoisu according to Rambam is just an Asmachta. But there's not enough impetus over here to be Chayiv Misa. But if we're saying that any time Yishavas on Shabbos, he's really doing a form of Gezel, so then he would be Chayav Misa B'day Adam. If the entire Chiddush of the Gemara is just on a Monday, so it would come out that you're only having this, you only need the din, the special halacha of Reish Lakish, that Avicham Shoshavas Chayav Misa Shnav Yom V'layla Yishbaisu, that special halacha is only again on a Monday, or Tuesday for that matter, the point is it's not Shabbos and Sunday, then you'll have the halacha that you're not Mechayav Misa B'day Adam. But, according to the Ramah, on Shabbos and Sunday, where the Chiyuv is because of Gezel, because of Avodah Zarah, you would have a Chiyuv Misa B'day Adam. Now, this whole idea, Kipshuta in the Rambam, is not correct. In the Rambam is talking about a random case, a standard case. In the standard case, a guy that Shabbos is Chiyuv Misa is talking about your Shabbos and Shabbos. If he's only talking about Monday, he would have had to say that. So Rambam, Kinnera, didn't hold like the Girsa of the Ramah. He learns that any time your Shabbos, the entire Chiyuv is Lo Yishpaisu, which according to Lecha Mishnah is just an Asmachta. So he's not Mechal between the cases. All we're saying is that if you have the Girsa and the setup of the Sugya of the Yad Ramah, then there would be a Nafkmina if the Yad Ramah agrees to the Rambam that Yom V'Layah Lo Yishpaisu is just an Asmachta. If you say that it's only an Asmachta, then we're pointing out that would only come out being an Asmachta. They're not Mechiyuv Misa, but they are them on a Monday. But on Shabbos and Sunday, that the Chiyuv is Midin Gezel, when we didn't have Vaidizara, then you would have a Chiyuv Misa B'day Adam. Now, continuing on with this halacha, that a Goyish HaShavas is Chayiv Misa, it's a very interesting lashon in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Tes, and Hilchos Malachim, says the following. He says, a Goy that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Klolei Shal Dover, Ein Menichin Oisei L'Chadish Das, we do not allow him to make up his new halachos, V'laso is mitzvah la'atzman midaiton, and to create a new mitzvah, he has no right to decide and invent new mitzvahs. Elo'oyi Yeger Tzedek Dikabal Kol Mitzvahs, either he could jump on the bandwagon and be a full-fledged Ger Tzedek and do all the mitzvahs, Oyame B'terosei, or stay as a Benayach, we have no problem if a guy remains a guy. But you can't invent mitzvahs. You can't pick and choose. Either you jump on the bandwagon and become a full-fledged Yid, or you could remain a Benayach, don't add and don't subtract. So as before in the Rambam, the Yisoida Isser is not so much that he's being Shavas, rather that he created and he decided on a mitzvah by himself, and he has no right to invent mitzvahs. Hashem gave seven mitzvahs to Benayach. You have no right to add on mitzvahs. There are some nafkaminas in this lamdas. We'll say over two nafkaminas if you understand the Isser because he was Shabbos, or you understand the Isser because he's inventing a new mitzvah called Shabbos. One nafkamina is a Rashi and Yavamas. Rashi and Yavamas, Daf Emches on Beis, says that a Ger Toishev is Oster to Mechal Shabbos. A Ger Toishev is someone that was Mechabal Azai mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. He's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Tais asked the obvious kasha, Tais Yivamis. On that Rashi, he asked, how could you tell me that a Ger Toishev can't be Mechal Shabbos? Adarabba, he has to be Mechal Shabbos. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that a Ben Noach that keeps Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So what's on Rashi that a Ger Toishev is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Tais Yishanim, the Gilyan in Yivamis, he says, we're talking about a Ger Toishev that Daitei Ligayer. Since he plans on being Megayer, if you plan on being Megayer, so then you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. This whole Gemara that says the Ben Noach has no right to keep Shabbos. That's all by regular Ben Noach. There's no Das to be Megayer. But if you have Das to be Megayer, you're allowed to keep Shabbos. It's a pillow. What's the difference if you die to the guy or not? But according to Rambam, it's very moving. According to the Rambam, the whole Isser is to invent a new mitzvah. You know, I'll invent mitzvahs. You know, I'll be bothered to ask me, Levi, to go ahead and invent a new mitzvah. That's if you're a guy, and you're trying to be a guy, and you want to have eight mitzvahs as a guy. On that, we have a rule. Goyim only have Zion mitzvahs. You're not allowed to go ahead and say and invent, like a Baltaisiv type of Isser, inventing and adding on a new mitzvah for yourself. That you're not allowed to do. But if you're died to the Geyer, and you're doing it because you're planning on being a Yid, you're not doing it to add on a mitzvah now. You're doing it to like practice being a Yid. The Tais Yishanim is saying, then you don't have the Isser of Goyish HaShavas. So Rashi still has a Chiddush. No one knows where he got it from. So Pelu, how does he know that a Ger Toshav is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, that he has an Isser, but you can't ask Toshav's Kasha that he's not allowed to keep Shabbos, because you're talking that since he's died to the guy, he will not have the Isser of Menoyach that's keeping Shabbos, because the whole Isser is only when you're creating a new mitzvah as a guy. But if you're doing it all as a form of your Dai to the Gayer, you would not have the Isser of a Goy Shashavas. And the second place where you find the Nafkamina based on this Lumnus of the Rambam that the Yisayda Isser of a Goy Shashavas is all because he's Badam Eliboy to create a new mitzvah is in the Minchas Chinuch. He asked the famous question of Velt Shaila, Pashas Drachim already speaks about it, the Mishnah Melech Sefer, Chumash. They ask, how did the Avos keep Shabbos? The Avos, we know, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chav Ches that Avram Avinu Kaim called Terek Kula. The question is, how did Avram Avinu keep Shabbos? If we have a rule of a Noach that keeps Shabbos as Chayav Misa, how are the Avos able to keep Shabbos? So the Mechassinuch has a few Terutzim. One of his Terutzim is that it's only Aser if you're creating a new mitzvah that wasn't given by Hashem. You're making up. You're only supposed to do seven mitzvahs, and you're making up an eighth mitzvah. But by the Avos, the Mechitz Chinuch says, they weren't making up a mitzvah. They were machmir, that they had a din Safek Yisrael. They weren't sure. It wasn't clear to them if they have a din Yisrael or Ben Noach. So since they were only doing the mitzvah on the tzad to Mekayim, that they have a din Yisrael, so there's no way to say they're over the Isra Ben Noach keeping Shabbos. Because they're doing it because they might be Yisrael, so they're not making up a new mitzvah. Rather, they're keeping the mitzvah that was given to Yisrael. Only if you're trying to create and invent a new mitzvah miyatzmai, then it's us. If you're trying to do Hashem's mitzvah that was given to Yisrael because you think you might be Yisrael, so you don't have the Isser at all. Because like we're saying, the Isser is not the resting per se. It's the fact that you made up a new mitzvah that Hashem doesn't want. But if you're doing it in a way that coincides with what Hashem wants, Hashem, you're doing it because you might be Yisrael and you have to be Shavuos, so you're not going to have the Isser Bichlal. The Brisker Rav in the stencils and Yuma Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis says over this idea, but he adds on one point. The Mechitz Chinuch is saying it's not considered that you made up your Mechadish Das Liatzmai because you're doing it because you might be a Safek Yisrael. The Brisker Rav says more than that. He says the status of the Bnei Yisrael before Mount Torah was they were Bnei Noach, but they were a Chefs of Yisrael. What he means is, the dinim that they had were the dinim of Bnei Noach, since the Torah wasn't given, so they have the same dinim as all the Bnei Noach. But what they were Bnei Yisrael. They were Bnei Yisrael without special dinim. All the special dinim, the whole unique status of Bnei Yisrael was only given and only started at Mount Torah. Before Mount Torah, they were Yisraelim with the din of a Bnei Noach. He says, for example, in the Gemara Kedushin, when it's dealing with Yerusha Vayagai, the Gemara says, from the fact that Esav and Yerusha of Harseir is a raya that you have Yerusha of Aigoy. The Gemara says, no, Esav is not a raya. Esav is a Yisrael Mummer. So the Brisker Rav says, what do you mean? There's a strong sign in the Rishayim that before Matan Torah, Yaakov and Esav had a din Ben Noach. Why is the Gemara saying that Esav is a Yisrael Mummer? So he's Mechiach in his other Gemaras. He's Mechiach that they were considered a Yisrael. They were Bechefza Bnei Yisrael. It's a different type of person. But it happens to be that the dinim that were given to this special person called Bnei Yisrael didn't happen till Matan Torah. Before that, they have the dinim of a Ben Noach. But since they're a chefs of Yisrael, you can't say they were bada das mi liban and created and invented a new mitzvah. Rather, since they are the chefs of Yisrael, they're trying to keep the dinim of Bnei Yisrael that they're going to be given 1,000 years later by Matan Torah. So that's not called bada das mi liban if you're trying to keep the dinim that were given to Bnei Yisrael. You didn't have the mitzvah yet, because the dinim right now at that time were like a Ben Noach, but since they were Bechav, so they were the essence, were Bnei Yisrael, therefore they're keeping it because they're trying to keep the halachas of Bnei Yisrael when there's going to be special halachas to Bnei Yisrael after Mount Torah. All they're trying to do is keep the halachas that are going to be given that are to people that are Bnei Yisrael, like we are. So that's not called Mechadish Das Ben Libay. Therefore, you're not over the Isser of Goy Shashavas Chayiv Misa. Very similar to the Mechitz Chinuch's answer, just the Mechitz Chinuch's lashon was that they're not Mechadish Das La'atzmai because they're doing it Mitam Safek Yisrael, and the Brisker Rav's lashon is they were doing it because they are Bechefzo Yisrael. So when you go back to this Kasha this world famous kasha, how did the others keep Shabbos? If we're saying now that a goyish Shabbos is chayav misa, how do we stim that with the Gemara that Avraham Avinu and all the others were mekayim kol tari kula, which includes Shabbos? So we previously mentioned the teres of Mechas Chinuch that it's not called a bodo miliboy, because they were doing it based on their din Yisrael. Another teres of Mechas Chinuch gives is the halacha of Chatzi Shir. The halacha is that the malachis of Shabbos all have a shir. All shiurim are based on halacha l'mashe m'sinai. The klal the Rambam writes is that halacha l'mashe m'sinai is if shiurim was only given for Bnei Yisrael and not for Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach that eat chatzi kezayis of Eivim and Achai are chayiv misa. So to on Shabbos, even a chatzi shir, Bnei Noach would be mechuyavon. So what the Avos did was the following. The Avos were worried they might have a din ben Noach, they might have a din ben Yisrael. They were trying to be mekayim all the mitzvahs as if they were Yisrael, but they had to be machmir that maybe they're ben Noach. So they do a chatzi shir, they're good on all ifanim. If they're a ben Noach, they are mechal Shabbos. If they're a ben Yisrael, then chatzi shir is mutam in atayra. It's only awesome in the Rabbanon. So that much they weren't being machmir on. The Mechas Chinuch adds on that over here you wouldn't even have a Issa d'Rabbanan. And he explains because he says even more than that, you might not even have an Issa d'Raisa according to the Mande Omer, Chatzi Shir is Aser Minatayra. Because the whole Issa of Chatzi Shir Minatayra, and according to one Mande Omer Midrabbanan, is all based on the rule of Chasi L'Sarufe. We're afraid you'll be Mistarif. If a person, the Moshul, eats a half a Kezayas, we're afraid you might come to eat more, and it's Chasi L'Sarif. It's able to be joined into the full Isser, therefore we don't allow you to do a Chatzi Shir. However, the Mechas Chinuch writes, that's all. When a person's doing a mini Aveira, he's doing part of an Aveira, he might come to do the whole Aveira. But if a person's doing the Aveira to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, then you don't have to worry that he's going to make a mistake and end up doing the entire Aveira. So over here, that the only reason they're doing this part of the Aveira is to be Mechal Shabbos, because that's the Mitzvah they're trying to do. So you don't say the Sfar of Chazal Asrufe. So on the tzad that you're Yisrael, which was the tzad, was the side of the coin that the others were trying to take care of, on that side of the coin, they're in perfect shape. They were never mechal anything, because all they did was a Chatzi Shir that's not Chazal Asrufe, which is the case over here, because you're trying to do the mitzvah, is mutter. So on the tzad Yisrael, you were not mechal Shabbos, and on the tzad, the chance that you're a Ben Noach, so you were Mechal Shabbos, because even a Chatzi, there's no such thing as Chatzi Shir, because all Shiurim, all Halacha Mishnah Sinai were only said for Bnei Yisrael, not for Ben Noach, so you're good on all Eifanim. Another Teretz, a very famous Teretz, the Aruch Lener says it, and he says that the Halacha by Yisrael, we all know, is that the Yoyim is Halach Achra Laila, but by a Goy, a Laila is Halach Achra Yoyim. So they have a very simple Eitzah. They did Malacha Friday afternoon, and they did Malacha on Matzah Shabbos. So there was no 24-hour period in the way they count their 24-hour periods that they kept Shabbos. On the day of Friday with Friday night, they were Mechal. On the day of Shabbos, which ends on Matzah Shabbos, they were Mechal. So you never have a Kiyam of the 24-hour period that in the world of Goyim is considered Shabbos. You never have a Kiyam of Shabbos. But on the Tzad, on the chance that they were Yisrael, so then the din is that the day starts on Friday night. So between Friday night and Shabbos day, you have a 24-hour period of Shabbos that they were Mekayim Shabbos. And the last shot that we could say to answer this kasha of how the Avos kept Shabbos is based on a pshat I've seen from members of the Brisker dynasty. I've seen it b'shem the Brisker Rav, I've seen it b'shem Reb Chaim, and that is pshat in the davening on Shabbos Shachris. We say Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka ki eved neman karos aloi klil teferes b'roish and esat aloi ba'omdei lefanech al Har Sinai. So we're talking about the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received on Har Sinai. Yushnei luchas avonim hoyrid b'yadoi v'chosu ba'en shmir Shabbos. Shabbos was written in the luchas that we received on Har Sinai. The Velta asks, everyone asks, what do you mean? Shabbos, we learned earlier in the afternoon Vav, was given in Mara. Shabbos, Dinim, and Kibbutz of Aim were given in Mara. So why are we stressing in the middle of davening that on Har Sinai was given the Luchas that said in them, Shmir Shabbos? What's significant about the Shabbos? Enoch Nami was definitely part of the Aseres Dibros, it was definitely part of the Torah, But why are we stressing our Sinai if we already have the Torah and already had Shabbos in Mara? So they answer that the significance of Sinai is the next part of the davening. You say, V'chein kosb sarasecha v'sham b'nei Yisrael sa-Shabbos, lasa Shabbos le-roisam, bris oylam, b'ini yuvein b'nei Yisrael, oysi li-oylam. The bris that the Shabbos was given only to the Yisrael and not to the Goy, that happened on Sinai. What we're saying in davening is, at Sinai was given the Luchas at 7 at the Shemir Shabbos, which has it in a special bris, that's only b'ini yuvein b'nei Yisrael. Which is before, if you go through the whole davening, the next part of davening is V'lo'nistati Hashem al-kein al-kei ha-ratzos. The Hamshach HaTfilah is clearly the point of the Tfilah Shachris on Shabbos is that it's unique. Shabbos is ours and Goyim can't have it. And that's the point of Sinai. If you say like this, it's beautiful. You can't ask how do the others keep Shabbos? Because the entire din that Shabbos is ours and not for B'nai Noach only happened at Sinai. Before Sinai, Shabbos was for everyone equally. So it's perfect that the Ovis were able to keep Shabbos. I saw the Arzurua asked, how is B'nai Yisrael able to keep Shabbos in Mara? We said that Shabbos was given in Mara, they're still B'nai Noach. The Torah wasn't given, they didn't become B'nai Yisrael. So how are they able to keep Shabbos in Mara? According to this, it's beautiful. Shabbos was given in Mara, but this special halacha that Shabbos is ours and not for the Goyim, that happened in Sinai. That's what we're saying, Pshat and Davening. If that happened in Sinai, so we have no problem how the Ovis and the Bnei Yisrael kept Shabbos in Mara. Now this whole Pshat is only going to be able to be said according to the Lecha Mishnah that we mentioned earlier. Because the Pashtus HaGemara sounds like the din of Benoach, Akum, that keeps Shabbos, is Chayav Misa, is based on a pasuk of Yom V'Layla Yishboisu. If it's based on Yom V'Layla Yishboisu, that has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Nothing happened at Matan Torah to make Yom V'Layla Yishboisu. That pasuk was said to the Benoach in Parshas Noach already. So the only way we could say this pshat is based on the Lecha Mishnah, because the Rambam said that a Goisha Shabbos is not Chayav Misa B'day Odom, is only Chayav Misa B'day Shemayim. The Lech Mishnah said, what do you mean? You have a Asara. There's a pasuk in V'layla Yishboisu. How could you not be Chayev Misa B'dei Adam? So he said, the Rambam must have learned it just an Asmachta. If it's just an Asmachta, so why Taka? Why at the end of the day are they Chayev Misa? So then we can say that was in Schaz at Sinai. At Sinai it was given a bris that this is for the B'nai Yisrael and not for the B'nai Noach. Then we're able to say that you can't ask, how did the Ovis keep Shabbos? Because we'll tell you the reason why the Ovis were able to keep Shabbos, because it wasn't as Chadish yet, this halacha, that Shabbos is unique and special for the B'nai Yisrael and not for the B'nai Noach. That all happened by Sinai. But you only can say the Pshat, even like the Lecha Mishnah, that the Gemara is an Asmachta Ba'alma.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.